Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maryland moved fast in the wake of Kevin Willard leaving. They made it official yesterday. Buzz Williams, the new head coach at Maryland. Let's talk some Maryland basketball now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Maryland legend, played at Maryland from 71 to 74. It's Len Elmore. And Len, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I guess first and foremost, I know that you were vocal or at least wrote about the fact you wanted a Maryland man to coach Maryland. So I have to ask, what do you think of the Buzz Williams hire?
Well, I mean, you know, it's nothing against Buzz. It's the process. And, you know, I think Buzz has been a good coach for a long period of time. You know, this is his fourth team in, 13 years. You know, so the itinerancy kind of frightens me a little bit. But, you know, overall, the decision is made. I just thought, again, that, you know, as we kind of hit a certain bottom level after Willard's departure and even the athletic director's departure, that maybe it was time to start a new process to get on the right track on something that would be lasting. And I'm pretty sure it would be lasting because anybody who comes to alma mater to work, you know, that's usually their last job. And I use Gary Williams as a perfect example. Gary, comfortable at Ohio State at the time he was hired, but came to his alma mater, you know, had some difficulties in building the program. He could have left, but he didn't because this was his last stop. And that kind of loyalty, and also from a succession standpoint, bringing other members of teams in the past at their alma mater really breeds consistency and continuity. And that's what we strive for, or we should strive for at Maryland. So, you know, nothing against Buzz. I wish him the best of luck. I'm still supportive of Maryland basketball, but I just think the process was – you know, it left something to be desired.
Well, now it is Buzz Williams moving forward. And you mentioned Gary, Len, and this program has not had consistent postseason success since Gary Williams, just two Sweet 16s in the last 20 years. What is it going to take to get back to that consistency?
Well, I think it's obviously going to take recruiting players and not necessarily, you know, getting mercenary players off the portal that come for 1 year, play well and then leave. You know, I think that, you know, you can take a page out of Kelvin Sampson's book. You know, they have guys who stay. And, you know, it doesn't always get the top names on, you know, the ESPN top 50 or some of these others, but these are guys who are coachable, who have upward mobility and have a high ceiling. And you get a coach who can get them the best out of them. And, you know, Kelvin Sampson, last couple of years, we'll use him as an example, you know, Elite Eight, now to Final Four, you know, they have consistency. And so, you know, that's what you're striving for, people who want to be there, people who are there not only, obviously, to get paid, which certainly they should in this age, but, you know, guys who want to develop and get better and not just go to the highest bidder year after year.
Len, we've reached a point in the big business of college athletics where not much should surprise us, but the fact that Kevin Willard's departure got as sort of sordid and personal as it did, did it catch you off guard, or is it something that is just par for the course?
I don't know if it's par for the course. It's par for the individual's personality. And that's the sad part about it, because, you know, having interacted with Kevin, you know, I had great respect for him and, you know, thought that, you know, he was in it to win it, so to speak, mm-hmm. with Maryland. But, you know, obviously things change. I'm not sure if his motivation, total and real motivation for leaving. A lot of stuff was said, but, you know, you're not really sure if those were the actual reasons why he decided to go. But, you know, that's past, and, you know, it's time to look forward.
We're talking with Len Elmore. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Len, I'll say this, and obviously some of it, you get cynical about this stuff, but I have been impressed so far with the reverence that Buzz has shown for Maryland, but Gary Williams in particular. I don't know if you've seen or heard some of the things he said.
No, I haven't, but what's not to, as I said, you look at Gary's career and look at what he was able to do, as I said, resurrect a program that was, you know, in chaos. Ultimately, you know, with the patience shown by the athletic department and shown by him, with the patience shown by the players that he recruited, it culminated into a national championship. You know, who could not love that story?
Len, given the fact that Buzz only lasts 5 to 6 years every place that he's been at, how important do you think it would be to get a Maryland man on that coaching staff to possibly groom?
Well, that would be the next best thing. You know, if you can't have someone who can command the program, at least get a succession plan that would include having guys from Maryland, not just one, but maybe several guys from Maryland who are capable to be able to take over after a certain period of time. And, you know, if Buzz decides he wants to hang it up, or he sees the next shiny object and decides he's going to go to the next team, then you have guys in waiting who are prepared. And, you know, that's what I'd like to see. That's what it's all about. Take a look at the Duke bench. Take a look at the Carolina benches. Notwithstanding the fact Carolina was a little bit down this year, but overall, continued consistent excellence, and there's one common denominator.
Len, before we let you go, you did allude to the fact Maryland's also without an athletic director. Is there a direction you'd like to see Maryland go with the next AD?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because right now, if they're going to name a new AD and it's not the current interim AD, you wonder to whom are the coaches accountable, and how is that AD going to be judge. But since, again, that process seemed to be backwards, I think, once again, I would like to see someone with an affinity towards the university, someone who quite possibly is an alumnus of the university. And we have guys out there who are prepared. There are several guys who are executives in major professional sports who could be considered. You know, there are women who are professionals that are Maryland graduates that certainly can be considered as well. Yeah, I would like to see that. Someone who is a Maryland alum who bleeds Terrapin blood. But, you know, again, I don't have much say in that process, obviously. So,
Len Elmore, thank you, as always, for spending a little time with us. We really do appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, guys.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Come back, get the text of the day, and most importantly, get you ready for Baltimore baseball tonight. It's Boardy and the Bone, and it's at 6 here on The Fan.